to have to cancel the sewer. If I interrupt right. you, have to cancel the whole thing. I feel bad because I'm sure you prepared it.
Ani Yosef Ha'od Avichai. I mean, that's the main pasuk for tonight. Mm-hmm. And I'm always personally fascinated by Yosef, and whenever I can learn more and more about Yosef, I'm excited.
How are you feeling, by the way? Are you over your...
I'm not over it yet, no. Still fighting it.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, that's why I have this hot drink here.
Hope you had a nice Hanukkah.
Now, what happens is that Yosef reveals himself to his brothers after 22 years. He had been sold to Egypt 22 years earlier. And the Psukim describe that revelation when he reveals himself to his brothers. And we're going to take a look at the words of the Medrash. The Medrash hones in on the following phrase. It says in the Pasuk, Vayitenes kolo bebechi, and it says that Lo yachlu echav lanos oso ki nivhalu mipanav. The brothers were so overwhelmed that they couldn't answer, they couldn't respond. And the Medrash has a very famous statement in the name of Abba Kohen Bardola, Oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu miyom atochacha. Yosef ktanom shel shvatim hoya, v'lo hoyu cholim lamon mitochachasa. And therefore the Pasuk says, Lo yachlu echav lanos oso ki nivhalu mipanav. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to eventually come and he's going to be mochiach every single Jew, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, mochichacha, is how much more so we won't be able to withstand that castigation, that those harsh words of tochacha. That's what it says in the Medrash on this Pasuk. So the Chazal see a very important chidush here in the Tochach of Yosef. And from that chidush, we're going to derive, by analogy, the Tochach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yosef Lovo. And the question is as follows. He says, Gam Belia Tochach Shel Yosef, even if we hadn't learnt this parasha of Yosef with his brothers, it would be clear to anyone who has a half a brain in his head that no one is able to stand up to the Tochach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God knows everything. He's omniscient. He's Bochein Klaus Belev. He knows all the secrets of our hearts, of the universe. He knows sometimes when we recite Vidui, we're not sincere about it. How can it be that we can take the castigation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lightly? Obviously, it's going to be overwhelming. Why do we have to derive this from Yosef? What's unique about the Tochach of Yosef that teaches us to be afraid of the ultimate Tochach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liyasid Lavo? So to answer this question, we're going to look into the Beis HaLevi, and he says the following. Yosef just says a few words. He says to his brothers, Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avi Chai. This itself was Tochach. Why is this Tochacha? He's just asking a very sincere, naive question. Is my father still alive? So where is the Tochacha that's inherent in the statement Ha'od Avi Chai, such that Abba Kohen Bardola says, Oy lanu miyom adin, Oy lanu miyom atochacha. Furthermore, the Beis HaLevi wants to understand, why is it that Abba Kohen Bardola uses a double language? What does he intend to convey by saying Oy lanu miyom adin and then Oy lanu miyom hatochacha? Says the Beis HaLevi, the deeper meaning of this statement in Chazal, this Medrash, is that Yosef really had in mind tochacha to his brothers. Mm-hmm. Yehuda had come in front of Yosef at the beginning of our parasha with a supplication that Binyamin be returned. And what was his argument? Yehuda says to Yosef, if I don't bring back Binyamin to our father, then he's going to die. His heart will be totally broken. And therefore Yosef, and therefore Yehuda says to Yosef, Ata kiboi el avdecha avi vanari nenu, etc., etc., v'nafsho kshur b'nafsho, v'oi kroso ki ena nar u'meis, v'oridu avadecha sevas avicha. Yosef hears words of concern. Yehuda is genuinely, sincerely concerned about his father. So you know what? Yosef says, wait a second. Ani Yosef, Ani Yosef, you sold me to Mitzrayim. Were you concerned about what it would mean to our father? Where was your sincerity? Where was your genuine concern about our father having a broken heart? Yosef says to his brothers, Ha'od Avichai, which means that could Yaakov Avinu, our father, be alive after all the tzar that he suffered as a result of losing his beloved son, the one son that was more beloved to him than all the others? And now you're coming to me and you're saying, well, we have a taina. Please, return Binyamin, because otherwise our father will die of a broken heart. Well, why didn't you consider that when you sold me? Where was your concern about your father? This is the tochacha in which Yosef is showing, he's demonstrating their inconsistency, their hypocrisy. On the one hand, they're so concerned, if we don't bring back Binyamin, then what's going to happen to father? But on the other, when they sold Yosef, and father is going to suffer for 22 years in a state of grief and mourning, that doesn't concern them. Mm-hmm. And here we have the double language of Abba Kohen Bardla. Why the double language? It's coming to teach us that on the day of judgment, the Yom HaDin, there'll be two things going on. There'll be Yom HaDin, which means that God is going to investigate our actions, but there'll also be a Yom Tochacha. God is going to choose various proofs of our lives. You know, He's going to show us a seret, you know, film, so to speak, in which He's going to show that we were inconsistent. There are contradictions in the way we act. That if we give all sorts of alibis, God is going to prove to us that those alibis don't hold water, that they're all false. Mm-hmm. And that's already Yom HaTochach. So when man on the Yom HaDin, the great day of judgment, will be asked, why wasn't he kover itim l'Torah? So he's going to answer, because I was busy with my parnasa. I didn't have enough time to dedicate it to Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say to him, what do you mean? You had plenty of time for all sorts of other narishkeit and also other dvarim b'teilim. They'll ask him, why didn't he give tzedakah to the poor people? And he's going to answer, well, you know, he needs the money to support his family. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show him in this film that records his life that for a little bit of honor he was willing to spend all the money. Well, for other havlei ha'olam hazeh, he would waste his money. But for tzedakah, he didn't have money. He couldn't spend that money. Mm-hmm. Our lives are full of inconsistencies. And that's what's going to happen on Yom HaDin. Hashem is going to give us the tochacha. The tochacha means the lashon hochacha. He's going to prove that all our excuses are nothing. It's there on the one hand, it's oylan of Yom HaDin. But on the Yom HaDin, we'll come up with all sorts of alibis, which are called in Hebrew nimukim, explanations. But oylan of Yom HaTochacha, God's going to prove that none of these nimukim and these explanations, which try to, you know, show ourselves to be righteous and justify ourselves, none of them are true. They don't hold water. And this is all implicit in the Medrash that says that Yosef is the younger one of the Shvatim, and they couldn't stand his Tochacha. They couldn't maintain their own stature. They fell apart. Why? Because even the youngest of the brothers could prove to them their hypocrisy, their inconsistencies. That when they sold him, when they sold Yosef, they couldn't care less. They weren't concerned and worried about their father Yaakov. But now, when Binyamin is about to be taken, all of a sudden, oh, father's going to die of a broken heart. And this is what it means in the pasuk: Lo yachlu achi echav lano soso ki nevalu bipanav. They couldn't give him a response. They had no answer to this contradiction. They couldn't reconcile the fact that they're concerned about his about father Jacob, and therefore Binyamin has to be returned, and yet they weren't concerned about father Jacob when they sold Yosef as an eved, and therefore lo yachlu lano b'tochachaso. Lo yachlu echav lanos also. They had no answer. They, you know, you can hire the best defense attorney, but in this case, when there's a glaring contradiction in your very argument, you know, imagine if somebody would plead insanity. Like I heard a rumor. I don't know if it's true that this guy who tried to kill five Jews in Muncie, he's pleading insanity.
His family is claiming he had mental illness, but on the other hand, he. There's clear a pattern that he had anti-Semitic things in his emails and his phone and the
right. So that's again, you know, you have an alibi. A person claims he was insane, but yet we're going to prove that with regard to other areas of his life, so many experiences and behaviors and challenges he faced, he was always very sharp. He was very sane. Mm-hmm. So this is what it means when we show a person his hypocrisy. We demonstrate and prove his inconsistencies. And perhaps that's what Akiva ben Mahalalel means in the Mishnah in Amos, a very famous Mishnah. I know here in Yerushalayim they recite this Mishnah at a funeral. And he says, "Estakel b'shol shen dvarim ve'ena taboli de'aver adami ayin basol on etaholech ulefnei mi ata osin litein din v'cheshbin." And the Mefarshim wanted to understand, what is this din v'cheshbon? It's a double language. Why not just say din, or just say cheshbon? And the answer is that the din is a judgment on what they did, or what a person did in his lifetime, but there's, in addition, a cheshbon means we're going to calculate and demonstrate all the inconsistencies and the hypocrisies. That's called cheshbon. But now, the Shvilei Pinchas is going to offer a slightly different perspective or dimension to this whole question of Oylam Yom HaDin, Oylam Yom HaTochacha. We know that the Torah is eternal. Whatever it says in the Torah, we can learn from, and every single Jew can learn from anything that it says in the Torah. Mm-hmm. And that's true for all generations. So the Medrash makes a comment on a pasuk in Mishlei, and we're going to take a look at the Bnei Yisachar who embellishes this comment. The Medrash says, "In bikashta litol etza ben haTorah hu notel." If you want to know where to find an etza, you need wisdom, you need guidance, take it from the Torah. And we find by David, he says, David says, "B'pikudecha asicha." Says the Bnei Yisachar, one of the great giants and luminaries of Hasidic thinking. What this Medrash has in mind is anything that a person studies in a day, any day, just choose a day at random, he can look into that study and delve until he derives some sort of guidance as to how to lead his life. And that's what it means to be kashal itol etza min haTorah. Take a look at the Torah that you studied just on this very day. And it will be no coincidence here that the Torah will have some sort of a meaning for you. Very often I have this experience where I'm walking back to my house after studying the Torah, and I begin to think over some of the ideas that I learned, and maybe they can be relevant to my life. Mm-hmm. He says, look what we can derive from this revelation of Yosef to his brothers. The Chidush Harim says that on what day of the Hebrew calendar year was Yosef freed from jail and brought in front of Paro? It was on Rosh Hashanah. How do we know, says the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, that it was on Rosh Hashanah? It says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Tik'u b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagedu ki chok liYisrael hu edus b'yosef somo b'tzeisa al eretz Mitzrayim. So the Reisha, the Pasuk speaks about blowing the shofar on b'kesa. Kesa is a reference to Rosh Hashanah, where the moon is hidden.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sefer of the Pasuk is a reference to Yosef going out to Mitzrayim. Says the B'nai Yisoschar that the reason why it's so important to us to know on what calendar date Yosef got out of the Beis HaSurim is because every single Jew, to some extent, has within him a Nekuda Pnimis Yisraelis. He has some eternal spark of being an Israelite. Every single Jew. And every Jew is like Yosef. Every Jew finds himself to some extent in a Beis HaSurim, just like Yosef. He's Shavui. He's a captive. And who's his captor? It's the Yetzer Hara. But nevertheless, even after we find him incarcerated by his Yetzer Hara, he still has a Nekuda Pnimis, that spark of eternity, which is inside his heart. But unfortunately, because of the influence of the Yetzer Hara incarcerating him, that Nekuda Pnimis is stuck. It is jailed inside of his heart. When is it freed? On Rosh Hashanah. That's the day that Yosef HaTzadik is freed from jail. And that's the day, Rosh Hashanah, when each and every one of us will experience the freedom of our Nekuda Pnimis when it exits from the incarceration of the Yetzer Hara. And if that be the case, then even if a person, Chas V'Shalom, has many sins, and many of them unfortunately were deliberate sins, nevertheless, he still has within him some purity, some Nekuda Pnimis that we said that's deep in the heart of every single Jew. It is the spark of divinity. It is the root of his neshama, of his soul, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted within him, within every single Jew. And in that little area, that little spark, there's no contamination. The sins don't penetrate into that Nekuda Pnimis. That Nekuda Pnimis, despite his sins, remains pure, remains clean. And on the Pasuk in Tehillim, it says, V'od ma'at v'ein resha, and the Pasuk is foretelling the day, the glorious day in which all evil will be gone. And yet, it could be that this pasuk is referring, excuse me, to every single Jew. Even a Jew who was marba lipshoah, he has many, many sins. Perhaps we could call him a Rasha to some extent, but nevertheless we own ma'at. What's own ma'at? And another little. What's another little? That ma'at is the Nekuda Pnimis in the heart of a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
And about that Nekuda Pnimis of Yod Ma'at, the Torah says, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, V'ein Resha. It means, in that Ma'at, in that Nekuda Pnimis, there's no Chalot Shem Gavra Rasha. He's not a Rasha. The Pagam, the contamination of sin does not penetrate and tarnish and contaminate that Nekuda Pnimis. And therefore, David HaMelech praised Hashem in that very same pasuk that we quoted before, V'od V'at V'ein Resha, V'sponanta Al Makomo, that God, we ask you to take a look and investigate and be aware, acknowledge that Nekuda Pnimis, V'einenu, and you'll see that there's no resha, there's no evil in that Nekuda Pnimis, which means that the essence of a person, his identity, is in that Nekuda Pnimis, in that V'od Ma'at. All of his sins are just outward levushim, you know, chitzonius, they're external. They're not internal. They don't reflect his essence. His essence in the depths of his heart is the ve'od ma'at. And therefore, when the Pasuk says, ha-shocheni tom betov tumasam, that God promises that he'll be with us even in our contamination, it means that even if we're contaminated with sin and our hands and our body are full of avodos and pshoim, nevertheless there's a nekuda primis, which is a part of the Almighty God, which is not diminished, or is not not the word I'm looking for starts with a D, but it's not damaged. I'm still looking for the right word at all.
Destroyed?
No. It's not. Just give me a minute. Maybe I'll remember the word I'm looking for. It's not. It's not contaminated. But there's another way of saying it. It's not. All right. I don't want to waste that time on that. Anyway, so Hashem is there with us. What do you say? And that's what Chazal meaning in Sanhedrin, afal pish Yisrael chata, Yisrael, who even if a Jew sins, and even if his sins are manifold, nevertheless there's a nekuda primis, which represents the true identity of a Jew, that inner spark, and he's Yisrael. He's still called a Yisrael. Even a Rasha has from time to time hirhurei tshuva, and the reason for that is because his nekuda primis was not contaminated by his sins. And therefore, when the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ulevavo Yavin Vishav V'Rafalo, it's reflecting on the root of tshuva. The root of tshuva is when the chote, the sinner, will contemplate his nekuda primis, that's in his heart, where he has the spark of divinity, which is totally pure and uncontaminated. That's what's going to wake him up to do tshuva. That's ma'oreres ha'nekuda primis ha'ma'oreres ha'sa'adam l'tshuva. And we start with that little nitzotz, and the pasuk says, Rishbei eish ha'leves yah, and all of a sudden the flame is fanned and expands, and from this nekuda primis it penetrates and purifies his ramachi varim, his shesagidim, all the parts of his body. And therefore the Pasuk in Yishai says, Ulevavo Yavin. Which means that if we understand with a perfect, profound appreciation for this what the depths of this nekuda primis is all about in his heart, then Yavin, and Veshav V'Rafalo, then he'll certainly do tshuva. So Yosef HaTzadik, who is freed on Rosh Hashanah for the Beis HaSurim, means that on every Rosh Hashanah, every single Jew has the school of power to free the Nekuda Pnimis, which is like Yosef in the Beis HaSurim, that is incarcerated by the bonds of the Yetzer Hara that surround him. And therefore, the Nekuda Pnimis is called Yosef. Yosef, who's called Yosef HaTzadik, is the Nekuda Pnimis of all of Klal Yisrael. He represents that inner spark of divinity that's uncontaminated, that's pure, of all of Klal Yisrael. In every one of his challenges in Mitzrayim, he was awarded and merited a Siyata Dishmaya, special protection from Shemayim, to the point in which that when he was tempted by Eishes Potiphar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him a vision of his father Yaakov, and that fortified him, enabled him to overcome the Yetzer Hara. Mm-hmm. And this equation, this parallel between Yosef HaTzadik and every Jew's Nekuda Pnimis, begins with the story of Mechiras Yosef to Mitzrayim. He was an Eved in Potiphar's house. Vayhi Hashem es Yosef. And yet God was with him. Vayhi ish matzliach. And he was successful in Beis Adonav HaMitzri. So too, our Nekuda Pnimis, which is called Yosef in this world, is sometimes lowered down to the lowest depths of Tumas Mitzrayim. But nevertheless, Vayhi Hashem es Yosef, God promises that He will protect that Nekuda Pnimis. Vayhi Shmatzliach, Vayhi the base Adonav HaMitzri. That even in the base HaMitzri, Yosef is successful, and his Likuda Pnimis is able to protect him and make sure that his Kedusha, his sanctity, is unaffected. And when Yosef reaches the level of viceroy to Mitzrayim, he's now the leader of Mitzrayim. And it says in the Pasuk, Vayhi kol nefesh yotzei yerech Yaakov shivim nefesh v'Yosef hayu b'Mitzrayim. Rashi says, Lo diacha tzidkoso shel Yosef. How great of a tzaddik was Yosef. The same Yosef who as a young lad was a shepherd to Tzon Aviv is the same Yosef that in Mitzrayim, even if he rises to the highest level, the highest echelon, he becomes like a king. Nevertheless, he's still Omid Mitzidko. And this is all a remez, this is all an allusion to our Nekuda Pnimis. Each person is endowed, each individual with his inner spark or essence. And even if he's Shakua, he is completely thrown into Tumas Mitzrayim, he still has within him this pure, unaffected, undamaged Nekuda Pnimis. That is the Bechina of Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef Yisod Olam, who is Omed Mekdushaso Belishum Pega. And when the Medrash says, V'Yosef Yorad LeMitzrayim, V'Gadar Atzmo Min Ha'erva, and as a result of the fact that Yosef was very careful and set up fences for himself in the area of immorality, is Nigdur Yisrael B'Schuso, this is something that passed on genetically, so to speak, to the descendants of Yosef, the descendants of Klal Yisrael. And as a matter of fact, the Medrash quotes Rabbi Chia, who says that the reason why the people of Israel went out of Mitzrayim is because of this Geder Erva, which means that the Jewish people did not mix with the Mitzrios in Mitzrayim, even under those harsh conditions. Yosef, although he was brought down and exposed to the Tumas Mitzrayim in a very heavy way, nevertheless he was Omed B'Kedusha. And he now becomes the trailblazer. He injects within the spiritual genetic code of Klal Yisrael that even when we are in the 49 Shari Tumah, nevertheless we still have one Nekuda Pnimis, which defines our essence. It's the Shorash of Neshama. It's the Bechina of Yosef HaTzadik. And it's Omid B'Kedusha. It's not tainted. It's not defiled or contaminated. And this is what Shofar is all about on Rosh Hashanah. The Chiddush Arim says that on Rosh Hashanah, the day in which Yosef is freed from the Beis Hasurim, it means that the Nekuda Pnimis is freed from all those shackles and all those incarcerations of the Yetzer Hara. On that day of Rosh Hashanah, we are uplifted and inspired with the mitzvah of Shofar. And he says, Hismech HaKosuv Mitzvahs Tekiya Shofar L'Tseiso Shal Yosef B'Beis HaSurim. In the very same pasuk that describes the shofar blowing on Rosh Hashanah, it says, Eidus B'Yosef Somo V'Tseiso Mitzrayim, meaning that the day in which we blow the shofar is the day in which Yosef HaTzadik is freed from the jail, from the base Hasurim. And this means that the shofar is meant to connect to some sort of inner voice, a kol pnimi, omke deliba, the depths of our heart. It's kol pashut, it has no levushim, it's not dressed up in anything, it's a simple piercing sound. And that allows our will, the true will of the Nekuda Pnimis, to come to the fore, to come to expression, and to leave its incarceration in the very oppressive walls of the Yetzer Hara. So the kol shofar is a kol pashut, and that is meant to waken us up and dedicate ourselves, rededicate ourselves to the Nekuda Pnimis that always remains Kedosha, that remains sanctified. And that Nekuda Pnimis on Rosh Hashanah, after we hear the shofar, should spread to encompass all of Shasagidim, all of Ramach Evarim, to just take over our whole bodies.
But this was Yosef.
What do you mean everything was done?
All the actions he did towards brothers were meant to put a parallel to them of what the same way. This is very similar to what happened with the time we sold Yosef. And there was a whole bunch of symbolism in it.
Sort of conveyed maybe subliminal messages or symbolic messages that they should understand what they were guilty of way back when they sold Yosef.
Right, like putting them in a bar or in a prison when he was put in a bar, you know, and having the money returned to them, and so they walk away with money with one of their brothers in prison, the same way they walked away with money, but they sold Yosef. There was a whole series of parallels that were brought down. I don't remember them all, but basically he was trying to get them to say, this is what's happening now is a recreation almost of what we do with Yosef, and this is what we're being punished for it, and to force them to come to terms with it when they hadn't come to terms with it, I guess until now, for 22 years. I'm sorry, it was not
enough.
I apologize.
No, don't say that. So the Rambam says in the third parak of his tshuva that the message in the shofar is Uru Yeshena Mishnas, that we should awaken from our slumber. The tachlis, the purpose of the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar, is to awaken within us that Nekuda Pnimis that is a little bit asleep, it's dormant, and through the shofar we can penetrate into the depths of one's heart and awaken the Nekuda Pnimis. And that's the true will of a person. We've mentioned in the past the Rambam Hilchos Gerushin about forcing a person and so forth. And Rosh Hashanah, as we said, commemorates Yosef's freedom from jail. And the Baal HaTanya in Likutei Torah writes that the purpose and the goal of Tkiyas Shofar is to awaken the Nekuda Pnimis, which is a bit asleep, and therefore the Gemara derives that Yosef left on Rosh Hashanah for the Beis HaSurim for the fact that immediately after the mitzvah of Shofar, it says Tikku B'Chod HaShofar, then it says Eidus B'Yosef Somo B'tzeis al Eretz Mitzrayim. The Nekuda Pnimis is really the root of all the powers, all the kochos of a person. And we started with the Medrash of Abba Kohen Bardola when Yosef revealed himself to his brothers, Oylanu Miyom Adin, Oylanu Miyom Atochacha. And we should keep in mind and we should pay attention to the fact that the Nekuda Pnimis is the shoresh, it's really the root of the spirituality of man. And sometimes it's hidden and concealed deep below the other kochos of a person. But the shoresh, the root, like if you have a tree, its roots sometimes go below the ground. They're not obvious to the naked eye. The roots of all the kochos of a human being are in this Nekuda Pnimis. As the pasuk says, the beginning of creation, Vayipach v'apav nishmas chayim v'hi ha'adam l'nefesh chaya. God blows, as it were, a nekuda pnimis, which is the root of all the forces, all the powers of man. And every Jew receives his own individual, unique powers, his kochos, based on or reflective of his nekuda pnimis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into him. And therefore every Jew has to dig deep below the surface into himself to reveal his Nekuda Pnimis, to come in touch with his Nekuda Pnimis so that he can reveal and utilize all his kochos for the service of Hashem. Okay, then we'll stop here.